Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast. This is a planet of unlimited well-being and abundance, where I completely dispel the myths of scarcity and limitation and emphasize the fact that the entire universe will expand to accommodate your expansive desires. And because of that, there are no limits to what you can create in your life, because whatever you can conceive and bring yourself to believe, the entire universe will expand to help you achieve. And you have the complete freedom to create whatever you want, depending on where you are focused. If you're focused on lack, then the universe will graciously give you more lack. And in the same vein, if you focus upon prosperity and abundance, the universe will graciously give you as much abundance as you will allow. And this is certainly not a universe of judgment. There is no such thing as a judging force. You are God, and God does not judge itself. So there is no need to prove your worth to a quote-unquote God outside of yourself. You only need to realize how priceless and how important and how magnificent and how divine you truly are. So, enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, and come check out my amazing array of support and guidance to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website at zakaran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Amazing Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. This is a planet of unlimited well-being and abundance, and the entire universe will expand to accommodate your desires. So there is no limit to how much you can be, do, and have in your life. The only limitation is your beliefs that you can or can't create what you want. This is a planet of unlimited well-being and abundance. This is not a planet and universe of disease and scarcity. Contrary to what we are led to believe and what it appears, it is obvious that this is a planet of well-being and abundance because with every new generation, life on Earth naturally improves. There is more of everything now, more ease, more convenience, more food, more resources, more freedom, more health, greater longevity, more tolerance, more allowance, etc. Contrary to what the media portrays and the governments drum up to generate fear and sell themselves into office and to sell advertising. But this fear tactic is working less and less on humanity because most people have wised up to the con. Most people may not yet understand how powerful they are and still look to the authorities for guidance rather than following their own guidance, their own self-guidance system. But nonetheless, people are getting smarter, and the new generations especially don't buy the propaganda. They understand that the promise of job security and financial security from the typical 9-to-5 employment and retirement pensions are an absolute thing of the past. There's no such thing as job security anymore. They don't care about you. They only want to get as much out of you as they possibly can. And they're not interested in, and the new generation is not interested in waiting until they are 65 years old anyway to finally have some freedom. They want their freedom now. And And they understand, hopefully, that their jobs are not going to ever give them the freedom they desire. And the fact of the matter is, no one is going to ensure your financial security but you. So, the smart ones on planet Earth, the wise ones who have figured out the game, understand that the only way to secure your financial security and therefore their freedom, your freedom, is to build a side business and build your fortune part-time while you work your jobs full-time. That is, until you become financially, until you have the financial ability to fire your bosses. Because your part-time income has surpassed your full-time income. And because this is a planet and universe of unlimited abundance, you can be, do, and have as much of whatever you desire in your life. There are no limitations placed upon you at all except for the limitations you place upon yourself. So, if you want to be completely, utterly, and joyfully rich and abundant and happy and healthy, etc., then you can be. And nothing and no one can stop you except yourself. There are no limitations of resources on this planet either, because the universe expands to accommodate your beliefs and perceptions. There is no reason to believe that if you get rich, you will be taking more of your share of the quote-unquote limited money pie and other people will be left out. The universe does not work that way. Money, love, resources, energy, opportunities, etc., go to those people who ask and who then allow themselves to receive. And those people who lack money, love, resources, happiness, energy, health, opportunities, etc., may have asked for these things, but the critical factor they left out was they neglected to allow themselves to receive. They kept asking, and didn't allow for the solution to come. People who struggle in life are blocking the unlimited flow of well-being and abundance by constantly focusing on asking, but not focusing on receiving, not allowing themselves to receive, not allowing the universe, God, Source, all that is, to give them what they've asked for. They're fighting for what they want. But you can't fight for what you want and allow what you want at the same time. They're a completely different vibration. One is based on lack, the other one is based on abundance. Most people are constantly focusing on the problem but not allowing the solutions to come to them. They're focusing on trying to get rid of what they dislike and don't want. They're trying to get rid of the problem rather than allowing what they do want to come to them, without allowing the solution to come. But you will never get what you want, you'll never get the solution by focusing on getting rid of what you don't want, because you will just keep attracting more of what you don't want. That's why communism never bloody worked, because even if you take the entire world's supply of money and gave it out to every single person equally, eventually, all the money will have shifted back exactly the way it was, and there would still be a minority of people with the majority of the money, and a majority of people lacking in money, because the people that are allowing the money, the people with the most money, are the ones that are allowing the money to come to them. Because they believe in abundance. They're focusing on what they do want. They believe in their own power of creation. They're not focusing on the lack of what they want. While everyone else is still believing in their victimhood and lack and scarcity and competition. And they're focusing on what they don't want. And they're focusing on the lack of what they do want. So, the money just drifts away from them, just like the lottery winners whose riches run dry within a year or 2 years because he or she does not believe in their own power and their natural state of being. They don't believe that their natural state of being, which is abundance, they haven't gotten their vibration to an abundant state, regardless of how much money they've got. And that is the key to your wealth and your success and your health and your love and your relationships, etc. Because the natural state of this planet and this universe is well-being and abundance. Therefore, your natural state of being is well-being and abundance. And all you have to do is get out of your own way and stop blocking the river of unlimited abundance with your stinking thinking. Stop trying to justify that you deserve to get what you want, which blocks the flow of the river. Stop judging others who have more of what you want than you, because that blocks the river of abundance. It blocks your river of abundance. It blocks what you want from coming to you. And stop judging yourself and everyone else for anything, because that blocks your river of abundance. And only you can control the flow of your river by stopping to control the flow of your river. Because the river is always flowing. And all you have to do is stop fighting the current. Just relax and surrender and just flow with the river. The river of abundance doesn't judge you as worthy or not. The river of abundance doesn't care if you deserve to receive what you want or not. The river of abundance doesn't care if you've worked hard or sacrificed or how many times you've flagellated yourself or how virtuous you have been to try to prove your worth to the vengeful, judgmental overlord, which really doesn't exist. Your worth has never been in question, and there is no such thing as judgment or disapproval from God. That's just a creation by humans who felt unworthy because they failed to please other people and who felt disconnected from God because of their stinking thinking, and they conjured up the faulty premise that they had been cast out of heaven and needed to prove their worth to get back in. Even two different popes, first Pope John Paul II and then Pope Francis, have both dispelled the myth of hell. And the Jews have never believed in hell, so they always had it right. In biblical times, hell was just a place where poor people who couldn't afford a proper burial would be chucked into a mass grave, aka hell. Anyway, the point is, it's your choice as an empowered or disempowered creator, depending on your awareness level, to create heaven or to create hell in your life. It is completely your choice, depending on how you're thinking. That is the freedom you have as a conscious or unconscious creator. The key point here is, are you consciously and deliberately creating what you want by focusing your attention upon what you want? Or are you unconsciously creating what you don't want by just following into the typical human trap of trying to get rid of what you don't want, by trying to change external reality? But this is not a planet of assertion. This is a planet of attraction. So it is actually impossible to directly, physically change external reality by posing your will and your judgments and your actions upon it. It may appear that it is possible to physically manipulate external reality by judgment and laws and action and wars and bullshit, so forth. But that is only an appearance. Because nothing changes in external reality without it changing first in your internal reality. That is why some people are living in heaven on earth while countless others are living in hell on earth. It is always your choice based upon your focus and your internal thoughts of positivity and appreciation and the excitement of what you want, or focusing upon your fears and what you hate and don't want. So, empowered creator of heaven, what do you want to create in your life and on earth? If you're focused upon heaven in your life and on earth, then you are an integral, empowered, valuable part of the solution. But if you're focused upon hell in your life and on earth, then you are an integral, disempowered part of the problem. So, be the solution. Be the master of unlimited well-being and abundance that you truly are. Be the master of allowance that you truly are, and allow your dreams and desires to come to you. And show other people by your example that they too can allow their dreams and desires to come to them. And they too can make their dreams come true. I hope you got something from this. Please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Help your friends become conscious, empowered creators of their reality to create more abundance and freedom and joy and love and whatever they want to create in their lives. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for lots more videos and audios and self-empowering guidance and coaching and products to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my free book and video and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you have a dream to travel the world and tick off your life list rather than waiting until you're till the last minute to tick off your bucket list, but you don't know where you're going to get that money from, you don't know where you're going to get the time from, you would like to create financial security in these very troubled times, well, let's get together. Let me show you a quick 3-minute video on how you can make extra money, improving the quality of your life, helping other people improve the quality of their life, because we're all in this together. And the person that helps the most people, that helps the most other people also achieve freedom and more fun in their lives, they're the ones that succeed the most and have the most fulfillment in their lives. So let's help you achieve that. And let's help you, when the craziness is all over, let's help you travel the world and have more fun in your life. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms and work and play together. Let's help you radically improve the quality of your life and help you make your dreams come true. Go to ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance and love and joy and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!